You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Well, a breezy and unseasonably cool day today. Temperatures only topping out this afternoon in the mid-60s. If you block yourself from the wind and get out in the sun, it'll be a really nice day. But in that breeze and any shade, and it's quite chilly, not as windy as yesterday's winds that gusted to between 40 and 50 miles per hour, but it'll still be plenty breezy today, 15 to 20 miles per hour at times, and perhaps still a few gusts to 25 miles per hour out of a northwesterly direction. And that is important because there's a significant prescribed burn once again planned for the southern and southeastern parts of Duval County, Jacksonville's south side. The total 700 plus acres between two fires that will be set intentionally a little bit after 10 o'clock in the morning this morning, as long as winds and overall weather cooperate. So you're likely to see another big smoke plume emanating from southern Duval County, and then it'll get pushed southeast into parts of St. John's County and toward Jacks Beach, perhaps Ponte Vedra, maybe even Volano Beach at times during the day today. So don't be overly alarmed, but realize it's an intentionally set fire, prescribed burn before we get into deeper into our wildfire season. And by the way, today marks 1 year since the Briceville wildfire that got out of control very suddenly and burned several structures, including a couple of homes. More on that, of course, at WOKV.com, at ActionNewsJax.com, with a roundtable discussion about the wildfire season ahead that Rich Jones organized and then anchored back a couple of weeks ago. And I was also in as a moderator for that kind of a webcast, if you will. And again, that's at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Now, we will set up with a cold night tonight. Temperatures dropping into the 30s inland. We'll stay above freezing, but especially west of I-95, there may be a bit of patchy, very light frost. So any real sensitive plants, you might want to cover them or bring them in, but temperatures staying above freezing. And then we get a really beautiful day tomorrow. Winds will be lighter, a lot of sun, and afternoon temperatures will top out in the upper 60s to near 70 degrees. A very pretty Friday. And of course, that's the day that we have Weather 101. I'll be there, of course, leading the charge, but I'll also have all of the rest of the First Alert weather team there. Ariel Nixon, we'll have Corey Sima, and we'll, of course, have Garrett Biedenbaugh as well. We'll also have the First Alert storm tracker there, and that'll be a beautiful day to get out and enjoy talking a little bit about weather and then getting to see the First Alert storm tracker as well. That'll lead us into a warmer weekend then, a partly sunny sky on Saturday. Temperatures will soar into the upper 70s to near 80 degrees. It'll be equally warm on Sunday, but tracking a strong cold front that'll be moving down the eastern seaboard will trigger a few showers, perhaps as early as very late in the day, especially near the Florida-Georgia border, so a better chance for Nassau County and maybe Fernandina Beach, Amelia Island. And then in the evening and overnight hours, those showers will spread across the area. It does not look like significant rainfall, but a little bit of rain. And then once that front moves through, a gusty wind off the Atlantic out of the east and northeast, and much cooler temperatures will return. We'll have highs Monday only in the 60s. So wintertime not quite done yet. Duval schools, public schools will be back in session next week, but St. John's County schools go on spring break, as well as some others around the area and some private schools too. So starting out that week, a little bit on the chilly side. The good news is that chill will not last as long nor be as strong as recent fronts, so we will look for a quick warm-up again as we get into next week. In fact, probably into the 80s for the middle and end of next week if we dust off the old First Alert crystal ball. And then finally, I've posted a new British blog. You can get that at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. I've posted some of those hail pictures from Tuesday afternoon, a little explainer on hail, how and why it forms. Also, an interesting map of the snowfall this winter so far, this season so far. And every state in the lower 48 has had at least some snow during the winter. That includes all the deep south. So it has been sort of a snowy winter, at least at times, very up and down temperature-wise. Of course, the record warm February, followed by, in some cases, a record cold March. Certainly a snowy one in many parts of the northern half to two-thirds of the U.S. That's again the British blog, ActionNewsJax.com and WOKV.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.